Sue today received the following open letter from faculty members at Algoma University to MP Terry Sheehan and MPP Ross Romano titled, Urgent Action, Revoke Pollution Regulation Exemptions for Algoma Steel Inc. Dear Mr. Sheehan and Mr. Romano, we, the undersigned full-time faculty members at Algoma University, write to urgently request your intervention regarding the hazardous high levels of specific carcinogenic emissions by Algoma Steel Inc. in Sault Ste. Marie, Ont. According to the recent report by the National Observer published March 15, 2023, the steel mill has been releasing excessive amounts of benzene and particulate matter, leading to serious health and environmental concerns for the residents of the surrounding communities. The report states that the emissions of benzene, a known carcinogen, have exceeded the acceptable limits set by the provincial government. The levels of sulfur dioxide, which is harmful to the respiratory system and can cause asthma and other respiratory diseases, have also been found to be dangerously high. In addition, the emissions of particulate matter, which can cause lung cancer and heart disease, have been consistently above the legal limit for several years. These pollutants are not only harmful to the health of the people living in the vicinity of the steel mill but also to the ecosystem and the environment. It is deeply concerning to see that despite the existence of regulations, the Algoma steel mill has been allowed to operate in a manner that is harmful to the health and well-being of the people living in the local area. This has been going on for far too long, and it is time for the government to take immediate action to enforce the regulations that are in place. It is crucial to acknowledge that healthcare resources in the Algoma district may not be as accessible as desired. Vital equipment and services for early cancer detection and treatment are more readily available in larger urban centers, such as Sudbury or cities in southern Ontario. This inequality in healthcare resources, combined with emissions from the Algoma steel mill and the pressing need for more stringent regulatory enforcement, presents a significant economic challenge for the city of Sault Ste. Marie. Moreover, these factors contribute to growing concerns about the well-being and health of the local population. As a responsible government, it is your duty to protect the health and safety of the citizens of Ontario and Canada and to ensure that nature is preserved for future generations. The chronically high emissions of carcinogens and harmful pollutants released by the Algoma steel into the environment mill are unacceptable, and urgent action must be taken to address this issue. We urge you to take the necessary steps to enforce regulations and hold Algoma Steel Inc. accountable for its actions. The people of Ontario and of Canada have the right to breathe clean air and drink clean water, e.g., Canadian Environmental Protection Act, CEPA, 1999, the Clean Water Act, 2006, in Ontario, Ontario Water Resources Act, OWRA, the Ontario Environmental Protection Act, EPA, and it is your responsibility to ensure that this is the case. Thank you for your prompt attention to this critical matter. We look forward to your response and the actions you will take to address this issue. Sincerely, Dr. Arthur Perlini, Department of Psychology. Dr. Edward Turgeon, Department of Visual Art and Music. Dr. Anne Turgeon, Department of Visual Art and Music. Dr. Pedro M. Antunes, Department of Biology. Dr. Nicola Shaw, Department of Biology. Dr. David Broadbeck, Department of Psychology. Dr. Paulette Steves, Department of Geography, Geology and Land Stewardship. Dr. Rose Ann Torres, School of Social Work. Dr. Denisio Niaga, School of Social Work. Dr. Isabel Molina, Department of Biology. Dr. Walter Y. Tak Chan, School of Social Work. Dr. Nusrat Aziz, Faculty of Business and Economics. Dr. Jody Lynn Rebeck, Faculty of Business and Economics. Dr. Aaron Gordon, Faculty of Business and Economics. Dr. Sean Meads, Department of Community Economic and Social Development. Dr. Andrea Pinheiro, Department of Visual Arts and Music. Drive. Nairn Cameron, Department of Geography, Geology, and Land Stewardship. Drive. Tony Robinson Smith, Department of English and History Dr. Ashnish Sengupta, Department of Community Economic and Social Development Drive. Suleiman M. Demi, School of School Work Dr. Narosha Murugan, Department of Biology Drive. Jennifer Foote, Department of Biology Drive. Laura Wiper, Department of Community Economic and Social Development Drive. Christine Madliger, Department of Biology Drive. Taryn Bruni, Department of Psychology Drive. Simon Shu, School of Computer Science and Technology Drive. Andrew Judge, Anishinaabe Studies Drive. Chunhua Zhang, Department of Biology Drive. Bill Du, Department of Biology Drive. Trevor Chur, Department of Law and Politics Drive. Vivian Jimenez Estrada, Department of Sociology Anthropology Drive. Dwayne Keough, Department of Psychology Drive. Mahbubul Alam, Faculty of Business and Economics Drive. Paul Dupuis, Department of Psychology Drive. Linda Burnett, Department of English and History Dr. Sheila Gruner, Department of Community Economic and Social Development, CESD, Drive. Chantal Lemieux, Department of Psychology Drive. Alice Ridout, Department of English and History.